If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this'll be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Good way to open the show, Bronx Johnny. It's High Society Radio. The show that's been on longer than Doctor Who's been on the air.
Fuck yeah.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And it's High Society Radio, at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Follow us. You might actually, you'll be able to follow in real time Chris jumping on race debates.
Yeah, what? All sorts of debates.
I guess it wasn't a race debate you had with Harry Shearer. It was a comedy debate. A free speech debate?
Oh, no? It was a free speech debate.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's a bit old.
Big ups, Harry Shearer. I was on your side.
Well, you never take my side in anything.
Chris and Johnny were part of a big documentary feature.
Yes, we were.
Was it a big documentary?
It's pretty big. We're getting some names on there.
Yeah, there's some Indonesian guys choking people out, and there was a killer whale. Crazy.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. So you guys were interviewed for a documentary, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was a podcast documentary. Thanks for coming.
What's it called?
No Station Required.
If you guys were, you would plug it if you were a part of it.
No Station Required. Well, it's not done yet.
No Station Required. It's still under filming. Shout out to Cousin Joe.
I can't believe they didn't invite me. I have a beef
with
these guys.
Oh, you piece of shit, man.
I'm going to make my own podcast documentary, and it's going to trash them.
Oh, God.
That's right. No, I'm kidding, of course. Oh, was it cool? Was it cool to be interviewed? How long did the interview go for?
45 minutes.
Yeah, we did
solid
a 40,
45.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be about 1 minute in the
Well, they put
the
preview
thing.
Clips up. It's on my Facebook page.
Yeah, you guys dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I wore my High Society Radio t-short.
Oh, he was a fucking plug whore, and
that's
was
good.
Awesome.
Chris knows about marketing, okay?
Yeah, he looked like a super fan. At one point, he had this hat and the shirt. I'm like, yo, tone it down.
I love it.
Just a wee bit.
It's not even we even sell the hats. I just have one.
Yeah,
I made it for myself.
Like, you're going to want people like, oh, hey, where are the fitted hats?
People ask me all the time.
If you guys want fitted hats, you can go to patreon.com and start sending in some money.
You can just send me tweets and yell at me, but that's not going to happen. You know how annoying it is to just get t-shirt sizes right? You know, I'm going
fitted.
Eighth of a size. Fucked out of here.
And then we had to go to a wholesaler for that.
Maybe you'll get some snapbacks. Maybe.
Exactly. Get snapbacks. No one wears fitteds anymore.
Even I'm on a snapback wagon.
Really? I can't do it.
God.
My hair's poking out.
John, you got to get that snapback. All right, listen, we're the young, cool, hip show. We're in documentaries now. At least you two guys are. I got left out in the
fucking cold. IMDb credit, son, as I've been told today. That's pretty big.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Somebody could have. You could still get on, man. They want
you. I know. I'm gonna.
They want you
I'm
so
gonna
hard.
Shoot a snuff porn. I'll get on IMDb that way. I'll be the corpse.
Oh, God.
Thought I'd be the one raping and killing, huh?
No.
I'd be the one being murdered.
That'd kill the show, though. We need you around, buddy.
I need you around. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys are in a documentary. You guys get IMDb. You guys get the IMDb credits. I love it.
You know, I'd like to reiterate the point that you did say we'd be doing sex extravaganza today. Since it was a big hit the other day.
That's true. I've been waiting all week.
You did.
We can't. All right. So you don't want to do it ever for all the years of the show. And then we do it last week.
What?
Well, Ron and Fez doesn't exist anymore. He didn't want to do it because it was a Ron and Fez bit. And now that there's no Ron and Fez show anymore.
The bit's off the chain now. It's got no home.
Yeah. Now it's a Bronx Johnny bit.
This breaks my heart. Again? Doing it again.
Yeah, you said you would. I fucking gotta find the clips, you know.
I wasn't being serious.
I'm kinda pissed because you think, you know, he thinks I just get clips. There's a fucking method to this shit.
I thought you gotta let the song play. Remember your own bit.
ay, ay, qué fiebre, ay.
Guess we're doing Sextravaganza again.
Yeah.
Last week, dedicated to Fez Watley.
Yeah.
You got someone to dedicate to this week?
Well, it is a Spice Girl's birthday today. Voluptuous Victoria Beckham, who's 41.
You're dedicating this to Victoria Beckham.
Somebody, you got to dedicate these shits to somebody every time.
Wife of David Beckham.
Yep.
Former Spice Girl.
I forget which Spice Girl she was.
She
sporty?
Was
posh. Sporty?
Posh?
Yeah, Chris got it. She was Posh
All
Spice.
All in that ass, man.
I always thought she was the hottest.
Nah, I like the blonde head one with the fucking
baby
chipmunk.
Baby Spice?
She had a nice little, like, squinty thing.
I'm gonna
going.
Guess Victoria held up the best out of all of them. Well, I think the redhead
looks
good, too.
Nah, what you gonna call it? The one that married Eddie Murphy still looks good, right, man.
Oh, the black one, right?
Yeah, she's hot.
Jesus Christ.
What? She was one black chick in the Spice Girls.
Well, figure out her fucking name. Melanie?
Mel B.
There you go.
Yeah, she held up very well, actually. Actually, not all the Spice Girls looking all right.
None of them have aged badly,
looking,
I don't think.
She's looking pretty damn good.
Damn.
Well, Victoria Beckham, this one's for you, apparently.
Fuck yeah, man.
Can we do one for Scary Spice next week? She's looking pretty damn good.
If it's her birthday, yeah, why not?
All right, so what do you got for us? What kind of porn are we playing here, huh?
Hardcore? Oh, man, I got
softcore?
Oh, nah, we could do a softcore one day, but...
We playing cam girls? What we got?
No. We got one chick masturbating. We got another one, BBC, not the TV station. And then the third one is lesbians going at it.
That's pretty cool.
It's, you know, all right, fucking so, vary it up.
So what's your first piece?
First one is Big Titty Mouth Talking Dirty.
Wait,
Kelly
which,
Wells.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Now you can look her
see
up.
See the head of your cock. Just, ready? Just, ah. Yeah, smash my tits. See the tip of your cock. Just, ah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say that again.
Not bad, right? That was all right.
I don't know. It's kind of boring.
What do you mean it was kind of? All right, go to the next clip then. Smart ass.
That's better.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God.
Then she was fucking herself with a glass dildo. She changed it up a little bit. Like before, she was titty fucking herself with her own fist, which I've never seen before. So she's very lonely.
It's always a turn off when chicks go, yeah, like that noise.
I don't really play. Well, I've never heard a chick in real life do that.
Yeah, of course. That's why it's a turn off in porn. Yeah.
I think it adds to it. Like, it's fantasy. Why not just go with it? You ever seen a bitch get fucked with, like, tentacles and stuff in real life?
Yeah, no, porn,
but not in real life.
Oh,
right?
No,
I have a prehensile cock. It kind of looks like a shaved tentacle.
All right.
That's too much information.
That out there, huh?
I don't want to know about your dick.
That's not going on the IMDb page, so you know. It's not one of the fucking trivia questions. Fuck.
So what's this chick's name?
It's Kelly Wells. She's a good girl.
That's cool.
She's a lonely girl, apparently.
So she was... Breast sexing, because I'm gonna be politically correct. Breast sexing herself.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. I give her credit for that. Like
with her fist.
Like she got out of handcuffs that she apparently handcuffed herself, and then she like, I guess from her freedom as a woman, just said, "I'm gonna fucking titty fuck myself with my knuckles." I've never seen it. Like she was elbow to like wrist deep in her titties.
You're breaking new ground in this extravaganza.
Shit was fantastic.
Big ups to Victoria Beckham. All right, you got more?
Yep.
Same girl.
Yeah.
I just want to take it deep and hard, old pussy. Yeah.
She's still talking to herself?
She's by herself.
Yeah. Oh, God. Shove it in, shove it in. Oh, my God, yes. You want me to come for you, baby, huh?
Sure.
You want me to come for you?
I thought she was by herself. Who's she talking to?
You want me to cream all of your cock?
She's role playing, man. Like,
you
know,
that's a crazy person.
She has an imaginary. She's an imaginary.
Oh,
fuckboy.
Is this like jerk off instruction?
Not J-O-I. Really. She was trying. It looked like she was trying to plug a website, but we'll go with that.
She was plugging something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. It's very
That'd be
spot
funny
on. If... Spot on.
Here's a picture of her getting her mouth pissed in.
It's not
part of this extravaganza, all right? No one can see. We're just concentrating on this film.
Okay.
See, this is why people can't masturbate anymore. You can't use your imagination. This is good enough, I think.
That would be funny if somebody was like,
hard.
Yeah, sure, I want you to come.
And then
okay.
Like you fucking cutting them off like, yeah, sure.
Sure.
You just whispering in the air, go for it.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm guessing you want to come, so yeah, you should have an orgasm, miss.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So
all right.
We got another clip.
From the same girl?
No. We changed it up.
Oh, we're going to another film. Do you rate these films?
If it's this not a whole movie, I don't fucking do
big
it.
Big Titty MILFs or whatever was this one?
No.
Look, Chris, we're in a new generation. We don't watch movies anymore. No. We're a clip generation.
Do you give this a thumbs up? I mean, like, even YouTube has thumbs
Hard
up
dick,
buttons.
Son.
Do you hit
Hard
the share
dick?
Button, the tweet button?
Blue balls. It was fantastic. See, now, like, you know, we have a lot of black listeners that I know about, so this is me atoning for that. I got a clip of Blackzilla going at it. I don't know who the girl is, though.
Mel B, that's our one black listener, from Scary Spice.
All right, so here's Blackzilla.
Blackzilla going to town.
What?
She just squirted and he spit back on her. There you go.
Nice.
Fucking nasty.
You know that's pissed, right? It's not squirt.
Well, I'd like
juice.
To think it.
That's like something new that I read that article. That's not necessarily true.
I'm going to guess it's in porn, there's a lot more piss than there is actual squirt.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's squirt. It shot out pretty good. I don't think it was piss because it didn't spray everywhere.
Yeah,
it
you like ever a watch a girl pee? It looks different.
Girls kind of spray everywhere.
It's not the most pleasant sound, as it's.
I don't
just,
mind.
Just for the radio. I'm just telling you, John.
It bugs you, does it? I think it's a good little fucking noise. I like the fact that he empowered himself, took the squirt in the mouth, and spit it back on her. Like, nah, this is my scene. So the next scene is him just, you know, empowering himself with the magic word N, the N word.
I like how you think that Blackzilla needs to further empower himself. His name is Blackzilla.
Well, no, he takes over this scene.
All right, let's listen to this.
Give me that fucking nigger cock.
Say that shit, bitch.
Give me that nigger dick.
Huh? Now, what's that nigger dick? Say you want that fucking nigger dick. Say it, bitch.
Nigger dick. Fuck.
If that's she's really what
Selma,
that.
It looked like she did. I think that's what Selma was all about, like taking command of yourself.
I'm gonna have to go over these clips with you beforehand. From now on.
Sounded like a porn parody of Blazing Saddles.
Hey, it worked out well though, because God bless
no
you.
No more N-bomb porn on
the
extravaganza.
I'm just saying. He
doesn't help the show.
Wait a minute. He can't use the word? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah, he's
taking it back.
Shane Diesel can't use the word? It was because it was with a white woman? Well, she wasn't really white. She was like Asian mixed. But,
so she was practically black then.
Not really. She was like Asian white. Maybe Filipino. I don't know. I can't
Filipino,
identify.
That's like Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican say the N-word on the subway all the time.
There you go. I don't think there was anything. And she did squirt on him.
We're going to take a break from extravaganza for a couple weeks.
I thought it was three times a week, every week now.
I got like one more fucking scene.
Oh, okay.
You made me put the work
is
in.
Is this more N-bomb fucking porn?
No. Now all this right. is Tory Lane going to town on a girl with a strap on. Which she's
excellent. Like this, you don't want to have a fucking over here. Come here. You want some fucking ass? You want some fucking ass? I want my fucking ass, huh? Yeah.
You're pretty. You're fucking
pretty.
Huh? You're fucking beautiful.
Yeah. That's Tori Lane. And she had a mental breakdown on an airplane flight about
yeah,
a couple months
that.
Back.
I can see why.
But goddamn shit, she is great at what she does.
I don't think I could have masturbated to that. Their voices are too annoying.
Oh, nah. You got to see. Yo, she like gets into
I want
scenes.
Your ass.
Oh, dude. She's just fantastic.
How bad was her mental breakdown?
She had to be restrained and taken off the fucking plane and fucking, like, restraints and shit. I've never heard of that. I didn't even know they had restraints on plane.
Not enough meth or too much?
I don't know, dude. It sounded like a psychotic breakdown, but, you know, she's back doing movies.
It's probably from this scene.
Nah, dude. She's had a lot more hardcore ones. There's another one if you want to hear a couple more clips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ash? Is it in your ass? Is it going in fucking in your ass? Oh, shut up.
That tiny little hole.
You're this tiny kid and get this big fucking cock in there.
Oh,
yes. Oh, get the fuck over here. You're pissing me off now. Get on it.
Scorpions in a porn.
Now, to be fair with you, I'm
She's
not sure
angry.
If that was
why
from,
is she so pissed?
I don't know if that was from the airline or the actual scene or she was rehearsing for what she was doing on the plane. But she's just like really angry. But I love it. It adds to the scene.
And does she hate the woman she's working with?
Oh no, dude. She does that to all the women. And some of the guys.
She said she was
too.
Pretty.
Yeah, she did. Well, you know. She didn't treat her like she was
at that
pretty.
Point, I think she was just building her up to tear her down.
Yeah, she dominated. She dominated that scene. There's one more?
There's two more.
Two more? Wow.
You masturbate to this?
I ain't gonna front. After the clip was over, I went back. Yeah, I did. I had a good time.
I could definitely masturbate to that.
Oh, dude, she gave a fucking pounding, man.
I like watching girls be mean to each other. It's great.
I think, you know, that's how women should be when they're like, I'm fucking tripping. You don't really get none out of tripping. I think that's just a myth.
Out of what?
Tripping. You know when they fucking rub it together? I don't think it really
like,
does.
You mean scissoring?
There you go. They call it tripping. You know that, right?
I know, right? So yeah. It's extravaganza. Usually has word of the day. So that's, I guess.
Go with tripping. That's the other word, way of saying scissor. That's the way the women say it.
That's really the thesaurus word of the day.
It's tripping.
Trimming or tribbing?
Tribbing.
Why they call it tribbing?
I have no fucking clue. That's just what they call it.
I don't find it. You're supposed to be the guy who knows everything.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I think they use it to add the, like, an erotic sense to it. It ain't really my thing, but I'd rather scissoring. It's just, you know, I want to see bitches scissor each other.
All right.
It's a good time.
Let's give them the Wikipedia definition. Tribidism, or tribbing, commonly known by its scissoring position, is a form of non-penetrative sex in which a woman rubs her vulva against her partner's body for sexual stimulation.
That's got to be imaginary, though, right? Like the squirt thing and all that shit?
I don't know. I think the jury's out on the squirting thing. I think most of the time it's piss and porn, but maybe sometimes
it adds,
it's true.
Though. It adds. I'll say that. You don't like a good squirt scene, man?
Cytheria was the best. She got a bunch of teenagers broken. Cytheria is an old school porn star.
Oh, I do know about that. Yeah, it's fucked up.
She had a home invasion. It was a random home invasion. And then these two kids, like, fucking robbed her house and raped her. It's terrible.
Fuck, man. That's horrible.
No, it was five kids. And three of them were raping her. One guy walked in who seemed to be in charge. It was like, hey, that's not what we're here for. Pulled them off of her. And then the fifth kid came in and just started raping her again. That's what happened. That's what happened.
Could you save it for the end of the day? I don't think I want to do this anymore.
You should. I mean, you're going to report a story. You might as well report it right. That's what happened.
I didn't even know about it.
Really brought down its extravaganza.
God damn, that didn't take long.
Well, tribidism, though. That's the word of the day.
Forced entry. That's all I heard out of all that.
That's two words, John.
Good God.
Stick to the bit.
Made me feel bad. No,
you got one more clip.
Chris, you killed it. You put a bullet in the bit's head.
What, your boner?
Another bit.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, do you want me to do extravaganza and then you fucking break down some real life shit that happened to a porn star? And then I just, like, take the buzz out the room?
Hey, I heard
terrible.
We have new Patreon patrons. What are their names, Chris?
Let me pull it up.
What are the names of the new Patreon?
Well, one of them is Abe Lincoln.
Wow, I thought he was dead.
Well, he spells the name differently, so I don't think there's a relation.
The ghost of Abe Lincoln listens to this show. So you know what, Abe Lincoln? You get this.
Nice.
Please, just get the taste of Sextravaganza out of our mouths.
You still have one more clip to go.
No, we don't. It's show.
You just
got to
play
over.
It now?
It's over.
You son of a bitch, Fagan.
We're talking about Patreon and the good people that donate to the Patreon.
God bless them.
You could donate a penny and you get extra content, right?
True.
We had extra content went up last week.
Whole 16 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's extra content, brand new.
It went up there.
It's exclusive content.
It's exclusive. You don't get that anyplace else. You better appreciate it. Did that come off as angry? I came off a little Tory Lane-ass.
Yeah, like, you were angry, but not really.
Yeah, it works.
So we got other new guys.
Give it to me.
You got Brett. Pat from Boston on Instagram, balling.
Oh, nice.
Oh, this is even more appropriate.
Yeah. So that's it. That's the three guys this week. Boom.
Fancy.
Fantastic. So, yeah, you donate to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. It'll get us close to a pizza party that you get to come to and drink any fucking dollar slices. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and then we'll put up, eventually we'll put up some more exclusive content. I'll be putting up High Society Radio, The Lost Tapes, Volume 4 next week.
Nice.
All right, you get to hear new shit. Also, there's some more stuff coming up over the weekend, right, Chris?
Yeah, but that's not going to be on Patreon. That's going to be for everyone. We did a podcast with Cousin Joe. Who's doing the documentary.
And Dan.
Oh, the guy that hates me, Cousin Joe.
Yeah, from the Cousin Joe show, and his co-host Dan, who, you know, he'll be his co-host for a little while longer, at least. And then I did an hour with Dave Smith from Legion of Skanks.
Yep.
And so that'll go up Saturday, and then the thing with Cousin Joe will go up Sunday.
I love it. Crossover.
Yeah, exactly.
New content. People are getting all sorts of new shit.
Shout out to More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. That's where we're on. That's the parent company.
They have a Big Cat charity going on a couple weeks.
All right.
If you want to go down there to Orlando and help out. Or Tampa.
Yeah, if you're in the Florida area, yeah. You want to help out a good cause, see some stand-up, meet some podcasters, More Like Radio's having an event down there.
So how do you find that out? MoreLikeRadio.com?
MoreLikeRadio.com will have all the information you need.
We're plugging things. We're acting like professionals. People are donating to the show. I'm playing this drop, the only one we have.
No, we have another one, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we have the bra button. And, Chris, you get that for bringing up the terrible details of the Siberia rape.
Jesus H.
And, I'll just play the song for you.
When somebody talks stupid and you want to say something, hit them with the bra button. Bruh. Hit them with the bra button. Hit them with the bra button. When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit them with the bra button. Bruh. Hit them with the bra button. Hit them with the bra button.
Bruh. There you go. Now, last weekend, there was a viral marketing stunt thrown out to the masses here in New York City. Cameron, who we talked about many times on this show.
Incessantly on this show.
I think he might have a new album out, I'm not sure, but some marketing company put together a stunt where they put boxes of Killer Crunch in random bodegas in New York City, and they had $100 in it and a t-shirt for the Killer Crunch, and you get a free Killer Crunch box.
What's that shirt?
I don't know. I'm sure that they would just give you what they have a bunch of sizes, and they just give you one.
They're long tees. They're bringing them back.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Finally.
Are they pink, though? I don't want to wear a pink shirt.
It's black. Oh, it's nice. Black, and it's like a picture of Cameron behind the counter of a bodega.
She's got to be high in sugar.
You know, there was no actual cereal in. I went out to try to get a box of Killer Crunch.
You got to go to Harlem. I'm betting you like 80% of these things are in Harlem.
Did you find them?
It was in Harlem. It was in the Lower East Side.
Bronx?
Soho and the East Village.
Oh, word.
And then there was
basically
also
everywhere Banksy would be.
But no, and then
Cameron is Black Banksy.
And then the next day, it was in like all like Bed-Stuy and Williamsburg and I think Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, he was in Jay-Z's territory. Don't really get along.
Yes, son. It was fun running from bodega to bodega trying to they would give you a neighborhood.
Did you get me a Chico stick?
No, I did not.
I haven't had a Chico stick in a while.
And then they would tweet out the exact location of where the bodega was. They would tweet out like a picture of like the awning and then the avenue and the street.
So what you call it now? If you find the box, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for said box, or you just go?
No, you just grab the box. Like it was some marketing company, which I just fell completely for because I did want a box of Killer Crunch.
The back of the box has "You Mad" Mad Libs.
Yeah, there's like a little crossword puzzle thing back there.
And on the front, it kind of looks like Sam Jackson.
It looks more like Rampage Jackson, actually.
Well, I'm just saying, he's got the gun pointed with the suit on.
I don't know if I want to eat that kind of
Does he have a movie or an album coming out, Cameron?
I think he has an album coming out.
Maybe
he's
got more capes coming out for the summer. Who the fuck knows? Cameron? That's pretty good marketing, though. I'll give you that.
I'll tell you could tell everyone looking for the cereal because it was mostly black dudes with Dipset gear on.
I don't know if I'd get the fucking...
They're wearing Ebola masks and capes?
Oh, no. There you go.
It was mostly just Dipset shirts, jerseys, and hats. And then some chick got the last box that day.
Would you get like a golden ticket or some shit to go visit him in his penthouse suite?
No, you just got $100 and a t-shirt and a box of Killer Crunch.
So wait, the brand is Virgin Mega, which I don't understand what they do. There's like no information on their website of what they do.
I think it's just a viral marketing company.
Owned by Virgin, because it's the same logo.
They have
owned
the logo
by Virgin.
And everything, yeah.
All right. I'm starting to think that Cameron might be the best at marketing. I don't know. I don't even think he ever actually put those capes out. I sent you a text and said that the other day.
Yeah.
He probably took risks.
You can't buy them on Google Shopping.
Oh.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you could fucking get that Ebola shit that faded out quick, right?
Yeah, but that was that's so a cheap thing to make. Those capes were kind of classy looking.
But regardless, the person, some chick got the last box of Killer Crunch, and then this very angry man in who had gold teeth was just screaming at her the entire time.
Oh, that's...
It was actually kind of hysterical.
That's a great way to win, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking haters gonna hate.
It's like, yo, I'm gonna run up in the streets and get me some of that Killer Crunch tomorrow, is what he was yelling.
Was that like a thread or?
I'm not sure, but he was very pissed at the guys running this thing.
There was only one box though, right?
There's just one box per bodega.
With 100 in it.
With 100 bucks in it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'd be tight too.
Listen, a fight didn't break out. Joel Santana came to Kings Plaza once, and they had to fucking shut the mall down. There was a riot. There was 17-year-old black chicks turning over kiosks.
Sounds like that fucking casino.
I would say that Cameron wasn't there to give out the box of cereal.
Yeah, he's smart.
Well, yeah, he don't want to get hurt. He still got beef out in them streets, man. It's like he just saunter down the street.
In Soho? He has beef in Soho?
He pisses off some powerful... Him and Dame are beefing and shit.
That's sad. Yeah. They were paid in full
over five
together.
Grand. Fucking millionaires fighting over $5,000.
First of
all, I guess it's principle.
I'd be pretty
shit.
Pissed off over $5,000.
Yeah, he's got money to fucking piss away at cereal boxes, though.
5G's 5G's, Johnny.
Right. Some tells me Virgin Mega was the one
putting
100 bucks on that, yeah.
But I did feel kind of like I like Cameron, that's why I did it, and I like the box looks cool, yeah. And I like the concept of Killer Crunch.
I'm sure you could. I wonder if they're on eBay right by now.
I think they actually started selling them on Monday.
Real cereal shit.
No, not real cereal. Just a box with the T-shirt. I was annoyed at myself that I was like, this is just some asshole's idea.
And he got
to
you
try
right
to
on
go
the
viral, you know?
It worked. We're talking about it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, yeah, because I'm talking about it because Cameron's the man.
I'm not going to go that far. It was a nice idea, though.
What are you talking about? You ever hear...
you don't like Cameron?
I Just Wanna? That's
I like
a great
Cameron,
song.
But I would say he's a man. He's not like no top 10 rapper.
He sampled the Golden Girls theme song.
Yeah,
pull
hits.
That up. Let's listen to that again, because we listened to it once on the show, but that's worth listening to.
Yeah, the Hill Street Blues, all of that. Monday Night Football.
Hell yeah, the Monday Night Football shit's dope.
That's my joint. He's got hits. I'm not in the top 10, though. Work. I like the song.
What the hell is this?
All right, here we go. Travel down the
road back again. Your heart is true. You're a pattern of confidence. Kelly Caesar has returned. Oh. Want to say thank you to that cocaine. The man's thanking cocaine.
There you go.
I've noticed a trend in Cameron's lyrics.
Well, is this song dedicated to his connect? That's
yeah,
who his
yeah.
friend is? Thank you for being a friend.
Golden Friends is a weird title. It makes me think you're pissing on people.
Well, you can't say call it Golden Girls.
No.
Yeah, but you pop that gold after you get you flip that white. Stay along for the ride with you, even when you're dead, run right by your side with you. In the club up, y'all pull for the right picture. Somebody act they down to fight with you. I held his kicks, he let me hug his chicks.
What? Oh, what kind of bitch shit is that? What kind of situation you want another man's sneakers on? Like, how you fighting with those sneakers on?
You can fight without sneakers on.
I can't do that. I'm not crazy. So you get glass in your foot or something. And pebbles outside on the street ain't a good time neither. It ain't smooth concrete.
Yeah, you gotta fight so much you build up a healthy callus.
Here we go. Here's the hook.
If you threw a party, the biggest gift would be for me. It would be a big bag of Coke.
If we threw a party for you, I'd be holding your sneakers. Because apparently that's what friends do now. Fuck that.
I'll hold your sneakers right now, buddy. Is that what you need? Is that what you want?
No, it's so weird.
Did you watch Game of Thrones over the last weekend?
I got into it because I just got to HBO and shit. I caught up and everything. But, yo, that show's gotten, like, really gay, man.
What do you mean?
Like, the gay mafia's gotten their hands on that shit, dog. Like, I'm watching it, yo, they go to, like, a whorehouse. The eunuch dude is going to a whorehouse.
Wasn't that last year?
Nah, man, it's this year. My man go to the whorehouse. You know, he can't pipe or nothing. So he's like, oh, just hold me tight and sing me a lullaby. Some weird shit, whatever.
One of the Unsullied, there not Varys the eunuch.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of, there's mad eunuchs on that show. Let's just
All of Daenerys Targaryen's army.
The manliest straight men, apparently, are the fucking eunuchs. That's, other than the bald
It's
dude,
not gay whatever. If you're a eunuch.
The Unsullied are pretty manly motherfuckers. The fact that they can't fuck is kind of weird.
That's the whole point. It's like
No, but I'm just saying like a character.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where George was all of a sudden using his entire brain because he couldn't have sex.
And I'm good with that. But then like the woman holding him who's a prostitute, very voluptuous woman, you know, all of a sudden he gets his throat slit.
Spoiler alert, dude.
So, woman,
yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
You watch Game of Thrones? I didn't even know, so you don't seem the type. But, you know, so the nice big titty woman is the bad guy all of a sudden. Though she wasn't the one that did the slashing. Whatever.
Well, look. Spoiler alert for everyone. She was in cahoots with Sons of the Harpy, who are the...
Who the fuck are those guys? Those are the rich guys? So much.
This is like the second scene of the episode. So I'm not going to say anything else. But
it's a real gay episode, though.
No, I'm just saying, we're recording early today, or I would have watched Game of Thrones today.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was like those pair of titties, and that was about it. Like, you know, Joffrey's ex-wife, she's bad, man. She got some nice titties.
Marjorie Tyrell.
Yeah, I don't know the names. I just know who they married to or what family, and that's about it. Yeah. I know Cersei. And that was weird, too, because, like, the kid that banged her was like, oh, I regret this.
You're giving it away to Chris, man.
Nothing fucking big about it. What's big about it? You're going to hear him say it anyway. What's the spoiler in that? It's not fucking winning the war, right? And then, like, the dude that's banging the
Why
dragon
are you giving
lady.
Up the entire episode. Stop.
What?
Just stop. What the fuck?
I like Bronx Giants Game
Jesus
of Thrones.
Jesus Christ. We're recording on a Monday. I work Sunday fucking nights. I woke up to do a prep sheet for this goddamn show, and you're ruining the show for me.
It's fine. Yo, I'm not giving nothing away. Like how the little midget dude got on the island and shit.
You're such a piece of shit.
Like, what do you want me to tell you? His buddy's throwing his shit out of the box for him. Wow, major spoiler alert. There's shit in the ocean.
You know they leaked all six of the first six episodes?
I'm going to
fucking binge watch them and just fucking text you all day.
That's
all
fine
fucking
with me.
Week.
I'm still going to watch
it.
I'm
off the next 2 days, motherfucker.
That doesn't bug me none. Like, the episode was really gay, though. Like,
I'm going to wait till Sunday while it's on to text you the spoilers for that week's episode while you're watching it. I'm be like, oh, watch out. This is about to happen.
But, like, the hot scene, as ladies like to call it, was with the gay flower knight making out with some squire, which was like, whoa, dude.
Loras Tyrell.
Yeah, that dude. He was, like, touching a birthmark on the motherfucker's leg. Like,
people just turning off the
like
podcast.
This.
You know that, right? People just...
What? They get this on Friday. If you haven't seen it by Friday, you a broke motherfucker.
The podcast looks like the Sun Spear, which is where Doran is.
All right. That's mad weird.
Why is that weird, bro?
I'm just saying, like, why are you going to rub your hand on another man's thigh like that?
Because they were gay, and they enjoyed touching each other.
You could imply two dudes just laying down with their chests out together is gay. You don't got to go that detailed in it. How come you only see titties for a couple seconds? That was all, like, dick and balls action last night. It was very weird.
Oh, Johnny.
Like, the worst scene of all was when they burned that dude at the stake and shit.
Oh, you're such a dick.
I stopped paying attention. I turned my headphones off.
Why? You know it's going to happen when you see it anyway. I'm just preparing
you.
You know
it's going to happen when you see it. Well, that's the point. He hasn't seen it yet.
Did you read the books? Because the books is one whole fucking spoiler.
I don't read books.
What
the fuck is wrong with you?
You know you read books. Stop it.
Yeah. I don't read fiction.
So, yeah, you're going to be doing Game of Thrones reviews every week now.
All right. I'm just doing shit every week.
Yeah, you're doing... No, Sextravaganza is fucking off for
a
while.
To bury that, you motherfucker. I worked years on that bit.
How did I do it? I didn't rape her.
Oh, God.
This episode's just ridiculous.
The King of the Wild is there. You go. That's the motherfucker that burned.
Oh, you're such
Enjoy
a dick.
Enjoy that shit.
You're such a dick.
Asshole.
You're such a dick.
We'll see. See how this ends.
You're such an asshole.
What?
You're giving away everything.
You're going to see it on Friday when our show comes out. You should have seen it by then. I'm just saying.
We're recording this on Monday.
I didn't know.
Less than 12 hours after the show
was
on.
I had no idea you watched.
You had 24 hours of fucking spoiler buffer zone.
You never talk about Game of Thrones.
You ask me about it all the time.
Like
we talked about it when you were binge watching it, you piece of shit. You know what I didn't do? Ruin anything for you.
Johnny,
you're a dick.
Chris, calm down. Calm down.
You're talking about the Red Wedding that time.
Calm down.
Johnny, at least you didn't tell him that Jon Snow killed Mansraider before.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Before he burned to death.
Jesus Christ.
You could have played that Cameron song there. Thank you for being a friend, because that was very friendly of him.
Oh, man.
Also, that redheaded lady.
I can't wait till you both die from fucking heart attacks. Piece of shit.
Oh, I'll kill myself before my heart explodes.
I bet you don't.
Just don't do it if I'm in a room, because that'd be gay.
I'll tell you what, I'll bet your fucking life insurance on it.
No murder suicides. Do what you got to do on your own time.
Maybe.
You're like six cheeseburgers away from an exploding
Like, technically,
heart.
Like, would that have been, like, murder-suicide if his what? Boys killed him after he shot Mance Rayder? That kind of would have been, right?
Yeah, you're right. And I guess it would have been gay also.
Yeah, you see? Jon Snow, man, you don't know shit, man. Crazy.
And that's been our segment, spoiling Game of Thrones.
Assholes!
Wait a minute. But, like...
That's it. It's over.
It's over. I didn't even know watched it, though.
You're done.
Like, at least Stan goes to viewing parties.
You know, I go on 4chan a lot, Johnny. Did you know that about me?
Not much, no. You never mentioned it at all. Actually.
Spoiler alert, there's jizz.
And they're pissed because one of the memes, like, because, like, you know, like, Rickrolling came from 4chan.
Yeah, yeah.
And lolcats. You know, lolcats, like, I can't ask cheeseburger. You know about that. You like cats, right?
Oh, of course.
There's a new meme that's been getting very popular. Now it's, like, getting picked up by other places. Like, I think Digital Divide. No, it's not Digital Divide. Daily Dot did an article on this. It's called Pepe or Pepe the Frog.
What?
It's pull up, like, P-E-P-E the Frog. It feels good, man. See if Johnny can recognize this.
Pepe the Frog.
Pepe the Frog. This is the new meme that's going to go mainstream.
Hmm.
Maybe I'll just start reading 4chan posts on the show. Because I think
I recognize him.
Yeah, see Pepe the Frog. It's like a weird frog that says it feels good, man.
It's like a bootleg Kermit.
So, sort of, yeah. Some artist drew it. I can't remember the guy's name. And now now people like make renditions of the drawing. They like insert this frog and other things. And they say, hey, these are like our rare Pepes. And someone tried to like sell them on eBay.
Oh, God.
And it got shut down by eBay, even though it was up to like $99,000.
Why'd they shut it down?
Because it's not real. It's someone selling a bunch of fucking JPEGs.
Somebody's got to make a buck.
I'm not sure if this makes sense to anyone, but
I think it's pretty funny though. But to be fair, like, you could put it on a T-shirt, right? Buy the JPEG, put it on a shirt. Do the fucking work.
You think we should do that? We should start selling PayPay?
They don't own it. Nobody owns it, right?
Oh, I'll tell you the next thing that's going to be big on 4chan. Hi Dad. This is a thing called Hi Dad, where people just write up stories about things their father did when they're hot and the father was high.
Oh, God.
And it always ends with the father masturbating to tranny porn.
Oh, God.
Or Thai ladyboys, to be specific.
Yeesh. What are you doing on fucking 4chan? What are you doing? This doesn't even make sense at this point. It's like, it's a realm of absurdity.
It doesn't make sense at all. I feel like I'm fucking going crazy.
This dude
was talking
like,
with Chris 2 weeks ago.
Is that Mr. Fuji? Is that who Hi Dad is?
No, that's Hi Dad's just a character of someone's father.
It's like an Asian Slender
Man. Who masturbates in tranny porn?
Who masturbates.
Oh, God.
Every story is like, oh, my dad got high. And then it ends with the father masturbating to Thai ladyboy porn.
I never listened back to the podcast, but I want you, when this shit goes up, I want you to listen to how fucking insane you sound right now.
I know I sound crazy.
I know a kid who caught his dad masturbating to Thai ladyboy porn.
Really?
What?
Yeah, but now his dad has a new wife, and she is, I think, an actual Asian woman. You actually know him too, Stanley.
Yo,
you went to college.
Oh, Jesus.
Just write it down. I can't read your lips. Just write it down.
No, but like what? But like, this is why we didn't take you to the fucking like movie shit, man. Like, no interviews for
is
you
that
because
it? What?
You're gonna
really?
Start yelling random shit like this. Shit. You know those LOL cats, and then
so
it wasn't, hi, Dad.
It wasn't.
We asked you to, and you said no, and I was like,
it wasn't Cousin Joe at all. It was always you guys.
No,
it was
not really.
Always you guys
it
who cockblocked me.
More you. You should be more honest with yourself and just realize you
have 4chan stuff.
I don't want. I don't want to tear you away from 4chan.
Damn,
that's just bad,
so
dude.
So who is? Oh wait,
I texted you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna read this text message out loud and out this person.
Spoil that shit.
Oh my God, it's Bronx Johnny.
Oh wow!
You didn't go to college with Bronx.
I didn't
Johnny.
Go to college with you guys.
Never mind. Oh wow, that kid.
Yeah,
his dad's a train wreck.
Exactly,
explains a lot.
How many of you know people with like fucking regular dads? That's like
I barely know anyone who has
apparently
two parents.
That, according to 4chan, that's a regular dad.
Apparently, man, damn.
It's high dad. I think everyone should go like, look out for that.
Are
meme.
You like in the subreddit shit? Like you have like a different name, like lurker or some shit.
I never post anything.
Oh, like
you would call me a lurker.
Not Peppa Hicks, something slick like that, maybe?
No. It's just a lurker is someone who doesn't even have an account. I'll just, you know, read and enjoy.
Oh, God damn. So you're perusing fucking 4chan.
I peruse 4chan.
That's so fucking creepy, man.
See, B used to be, you know, the big board, but now it's R9, a robot.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, come on, man.
Oh, all right, do you want to talk about Killer Crunch some more then?
I don't know.
They're making Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, I saw they made them, they put up a Kickstarter for $2 million and made the money in a day or under a day. And they're up they made
a little bit more than
$3.5 million.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
But it sucks that they couldn't find investors just to fucking do it. I think they could have gotten them.
Whatever. They don't need them now. All the fans of Super Troopers put it together for them.
They've made almost $4 million at this point.
God damn.
As of Monday when we were recording this, it's over $3.5 million.
And they use like old school shit like squibs and shit like that. It's not like CGI or any of that.
I'm sure they're gonna kill the game right now. Let's see.
They haven't done a movie in a while, right?
No, their last movie made like only $60,000. Yeah, Slammin' Salmon.
Oh, that one was terrible.
That was their last movie?
I think that was their last movie. And it did make $60,000.
That was with Will Forte, right? That shit was horrible.
That came out, I remember that came out during the writer's strike.
And Michael Duncan.
That's how long ago. Or it was written during the writer's strike. It was like on the shelf for a long time, and then they released it.
So do you think the film could have been like a meta way of saying, yo, we actually do need these writers?
I don't know, but maybe like hide that.
That's what I'd go with.
If you donate $25 million to Super Troopers, they will give you. They will. One of them will be the sperm donor for your child.
Did someone take it?
No, nobody. You have to give $25 million.
If I was like a billionaire, I'd just
the five Godfathers.
I'd do it just to have their semen and just hold it against them for somehow.
See, this is why you can't. You can't be on 4chan. This is the shit that comes out your mouth. Like,
you're the one playing crazy Blackzilla porn. You're just as bad as I am.
But it sounds fucking regular compared to what you're saying. Like, these are your beliefs and shit. Like, yo, what the fuck?
All right, I'll tell you something else I read that fucking made me laugh. And my mind really is falling apart. Yeah. Some dude posted a picture of his family. And it was a picture of a dresser. And it was five fleshlights. And on top of the dresser, Stanley. Like this is my family. I think I sent to Chris.
Are they sister wives?
Oh my god! You did send me that.
It was five. It was five fleshlights, and at the top of the fleshlights were five pictures of anime girls.
Oh god!
But the weirdest part of it was
here it is, John.
But the strangest.
That's funny shit. Though.
One of them has two.
It sounds crazy, but it's hysterical.
The strangest part of that is if you look at the dresser. There's labels on all the dressers, and one of the labels says outside pants, and one of the labels says inside shirts.
Whoa.
At the time, I was laughing, I was crying so
hard.
That
is fucking funny.
And I was just sitting in my apartment, just reading this and laughing to myself.
You need to go out more. So didn't you have a bike? Didn't you mention one time you had a bike?
And no, well, I took it out, but the cop thought I was a pedophile.
I remember that.
You should still. I mean, you should get back on the bike.
Back on the bike, buddy.
Yeah, you know, like Donnie Darko shit right now, and I hated that movie. But you live
you really
in that
hate
life.
Donnie Darko?
I didn't understand it.
Did you?
Was it like about 9/11 or something? Because
no,
I didn't get it.
It was about fucking time.
I know a plane hit a building. Some
it
shit.
Came out before 9/11, didn't it?
I don't know.
So you're saying it was a documentary from the future?
Oh yeah.
Or the past? Did you see Nightcrawler?
Nah,
that's a dope
I heard
movie.
It was good.
Jake Gyllenhaal was the shit in that movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal was good money, man. He was good in Zodiac, too. That movie was also a bit crazy.
And he was good in Prisoners.
What?
That was a movie with Hugh Jackman where those kids got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. He was a sleazy cop.
I don't know if he was a sleazy cop.
He was trying
to
bang that
cop.
Asian bro. The game he was kicking was kind of sleazy. I'm not going to lie.
If you want to see him be a sleazeball, watch Nightcrawler.
All right, check that out. It's based on a true story,
I think it's
right?
on 4chan. Check it out on 4chan.
Fuck that. I tried it. I didn't feel comfortable, and I was like, "Nah, man, gonna back up out of this shit."
All right, all right, dude. You don't want to.
Yo,
fucking...
you know, you got your lifestyle. That's fine. You know, just leave that shit at home.
Yeah, I probably should.
That's your lifestyle at home.
Yeah, you think I should stop bringing this to the show?
You do what you want. It makes.
Listen,
me...
I'm not trying to piss off 4chan. So bring whatever you want to the show.
4chan's cool.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, that's how
so
you
it starts affecting you fucking mentally and
no,
what you
I'm,
do.
No, I'm fine, dude. All right, listen, maybe you're affecting me mentally.
What?
Mentally. I can't even speak correctly.
Are you cockney now, motherfucker?
Yo, Chris, we got new content coming up over the weekend. Tell everyone what it is.
On Saturday, you will hear me and Dave Smith from Legion of Skanks. We cut an hour. And then Sunday, it'll be me, Bronx Johnny, and Cousin Joe from the Cousin Joe Show talking about his documentary and just podcasting in general.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that shit was funny. We was just chilling and shit.
I think we're going to have a guest on soon from the makers of Porn the Game.
No shit, really?
Yeah, Porn the Game. We're big fans of ours, apparently.
Awesome, man.
I want to talk to them about like card gaming in general.
Yeah, that...
Because it's huge now. Remember, Chris, I think we talked about it here about Exploding Kittens or something?
Yeah, that was one of the biggest Kickstarters of all time.
That was one of the fastest gaining largest amount of money getting Kickstarters.
Well, it was designed by Cards Against Humanity and then two other people, like the Oatmeal or something, right?
Yeah, it's by the Oatmeal. That was by the Oatmeal, and they like hooked up with Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah,
after
so
it blew
up. It's two giant internet things combining.
But look, I'm talking about pouring the game, which seems mad funny. I think they're going to send us some games so we can play it.
Oh, awesome.
Or we could just make porn with each other.
No, we can play the game. We can definitely play. As long as you're not on 4chan while we're playing and you're paying attention, that's fine.
No, we're going to just make pornography with each other. That's what's going to happen now.
No, but yeah, the fucking card games is like, they never even left. You can't even say they ever left because like fucking I have in my school always are playing card games and shit.
Yeah, but this is more like a new trend in like party games for adults.
Yeah, like adults don't know how to socialize anymore, so they need things like this. Well, or for some reason, drugs have fallen out of fashion. No. Getting blackout drunk.
I was never a fan of Cards Against Humanity. I preferred Apples to Apples, I guess what Cards Against Humanity is based off of.
It's pretty much the same game.
It's the same game, yeah, but Apples. But
I hate them both.
I did Pokemon. That was as far as it went.
When Cards Against Humanity came out, I was like, this is too blunt. But porn the game seems very fun. There's tentacle rape in it, at least tentacle porn. I don't know if it's rape.
Tentacle simulation.
Tentacle simulation, yeah. And I've always been a fan of the tentacle porn ever since I watched a bunch of it in my formative years in high school. Watched a lot of hentai in high school.
It's a fucking rundown. It's very good.
Yeah, it's good stuff, right, Johnny?
That sounds fun.
How about me and you make some tentacle porn?
It never happened. Neither of us has the parts to do either of that
shit. That's good. That's good, dude. You passed the test.
All right.
Chris didn't. I was talking to him before when you weren't around.
Damn.
Oh, boy. At HS Radio Show, dude. That's how you find out about all this shit.
It's true.
That's how they contacted you to be in this documentary, right? What was it called? The Jinx 2?
Yeah.
All the people Chris killed and keeps in his basement?
I don't have a basement.
And turns into fucking food?
Well, you have a ditch you dug underneath your home.
Oh, shit. He has a nice tarp thing going on. It's just fantastic.
That's awesome. You guys got
it's like a real
HBO
kill. It's like a real kill fucking house.
It's very
True Detective-y. Yeah. A little bit.
I saw a trailer for new True Detective. Looks terrible, and it made me wonder why I liked the first one. Well, like the first. Like,
I gotta get into
it. Looks
the
exactly
first
like the first one.
The first episode was kind of plotting. I didn't get into it, so don't ruin nothing for me.
Oh, sweet.
The Yellow King's a fucking. Very, I'd say, slow guy who runs a.
I'm the Yellow King. Well, that's how you get the shit on the Yellow King. That's my dude right there.
That's how he got you, son. He fucking
Good
fucked
God.
Your mind.
I could have planned that out. Landscaping guy. There you go. Landscaper. He was a landscaper.
Oh, shit, man.
Jesus.
I just want to watch for the sex scenes.
The first
pretty hardcore.
Three quarters of that show was awesome.
Yeah, I know. I only saw
it
the last episode.
In the last two episodes.
I didn't really understand it, but
I thought the ending
it.
Was good. It's fine.
I didn't like it at all. No.
Yeah, it's because you were too invested in it.
Well, I'm sorry. I really liked the show.
No,
why didn't have a good ending?
To be fair, like,
what kind of ending were they really going to have?
It's not too many shows, though.
Not fucking those two cops talking about God knows what and not explaining what the.
That's what they did for the first four episodes.
But there has to be a payoff. And how they figured out how who the Yellow King was or who the landscaping dude was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. Oh, there was green shit on his ears. Oh, he was wearing headphones. It must have been him. Awful, dude. Awful. And
that's how 90% of murders are solved.
I don't know. First 48 is pretty fucking detailed, man.
Those guys are all snitching.
The way they figured out was awful. It just was. And the second season, I wish there was dialogue in the trailer they put out.
But like, have you ever seen the show where you were happy with the fucking ending of the show? Like, I liked Seinfeld. It was pretty good.
I just rewatched it, and it's not that bad. I mean, everyone really was pissed when Seinfeld ended.
Everybody's pissed when every show ends.
No one was pissed when Breaking Bad ended, I don't think.
No, I thought it was
The Breaking Bad ending and The Wire are the only two that people aren't disappointed in.
The Wire was good because it leaves it open to like maybe they can come back. The Sopranos one was just fucking brutal. I couldn't stand it. I still can't to this day.
It was terrible. I remember hating it at the time.
Nah, I was fucking livid.
It might have been. I can't remember.
I was livid with that one.
Did you watch Better Call Saul this season?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of the ending?
I thought it was good. I like how he tied into his roots and shit, and you know, you still got stuff open. I think it's only going to go four seasons max anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they were going to do... Spoiler alert. I'm not going to say what actually happens at the end, but I thought they were going to flash back forward because that's how Vince Gillian has been did it with, you know, every season.
I think
something happens at the beginning that gets answered at the end.
Yeah, but that I think that beginning is he's saving for, like, maybe the final episode.
Oh, shit, yo.
Right?
I have no idea.
It's in black and white.
It's well,
something.
The show's good.
I dig it.
It's a well-made show. Bob Odenkirk is the man.
So it's Jonathan Banks. It's my favorite actor on TV right now.
When Mike's talking about his kid, oh, God.
Man. Fuck, broke my heart. He should have gotten a spinoff. Because Gus apparently is getting a spinoff.
Gus is getting a spinoff?
Yeah,
come on,
he fucking started
dude.
His rise and shit.
Come on, Johnny. Man. I'm just going to go home and play porn the game.
Which isn't a bad thing. Sounds pretty fun, actually.
No, it's great. I'd go buy it right now.
Fuck yeah.
That's where you try to see if you can beat the record where you beat your dick.
Twice would be that, then. Sadly. It just so much comes out.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what... That was bad to say or not.
I was just fucking rambling.
I am rambling like a crazy person. I'm really tired.
Did you see that fucking kid that he was supposed to turn himself in over the weekend and was like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to just chill. I'll get at you later.
All right, that kid's a baller of the week.
That's ballsy.
He's baller of the week. So yeah. He called the cops and said, I'm going to chill.
Well, they got an anonymous tip, but it seems like it was probably just him.
Yeah, he was like, yo.
They got an anonymous tip from somebody be like, don't worry. He's going to turn himself in next week. We try to chill this weekend.
Just give him the weekend.
He was wanted for like a... Didn't he like let off a fucking fully automatic weapon? Like,
I thought he fucking robbed something. I don't even know it was that bad. Because if it was
it was a shooting.
Oh, fuck.
And then he did turn himself in on Sunday night after the weekend was done.
All right.
He got himself some nice Sunday brunch. Probably watched Game of Thrones, didn't have it spoiled for him, and then turned himself in.
I think he streamed fucking Human Centipede 3, which might be coming out short.
That movie looks fucking ridiculous. It's like
500 people.
It's like a 500 dude human, but they're not even like really sewn together. It's just a prison warden who like makes them wear feed bags and touch with other dude's asshole.
Who else is going to be in it? So she's probably going to be like the lead one.
One of the goddesses?
Yeah.
Winning.
Her career has just been excellent since she left China.
Well, next time we do Sex Extravaganza, you should just do some Brie Olsen.
I don't think I'm ever going to do it again because I feel dirty right now. I had one clip left in the fucking chamber. It's just going in the shitter now.
That's going to go in your mouth.
I mean, I'm sure it was going in the shitter in the clip.
Yeah, actually, it was.
There you go.
Excellent call.
Is there any porn that's not anal porn anymore? I mean, really, it's pretty
rare. That's softcore shit on fucking Cinemax and HBO West Coast.
I'm just saying, it's very rare that I click on something that doesn't end up with a cock and an asshole.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, that's all the gay porn you watch, so that's true.
Some of those end with cocks and cock holes.
Docking?
Yes.
Oosh.
That's what you like, Johnny.
That's definitely not.
Oh, wait, that's what I like. Never
mind. Oh, God. Got all that fucking membrane in that shit.
Never mind.
Webby. Right,
look, it's been High Society Radio. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Thanks again to the patrons, the people that donated this week. Also go to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Participate in conversation about the show.
Shout out to lynda.com.
Chris is on there all the time talking shit.
I do talk shit. Talk shit to everybody. Somebody's got to do it. None of you guys are doing it.
And what's coming up? What's the new stuff coming up over the weekend?
Saturday it'll be me cutting an hour with Dave Smith, and then Sunday will be me and Johnny talking to Cousin Joe and Dave from the Cousin Joe Show. Dan, sorry,
no.
We did an hour with them to talk about the documentary and other stuff.
That's all up on morelikeradio.com.
No, that'll be up on highsocietyradio.co.
.co.
Yeah,
that's our fancy website. Highsocietyradio.co.
Yeah. Get us that traffic.
More Like Radio, you will hear this show on Friday. Then you got to go to our website and hear the other shit that you want to hear.
Oh, yeah. Just follow Twitter at HS Radio Show.
There's so many places to go.
At HS Radio Show on Twitter. Just go there. All right, that's it for us. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Shawnee.
Chris from Brooklyn. Must say goodbye.